Great to see all of you here this morning. God's grace, mercy, and peace be with each one of you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Just want to say a special thank you for those that served this last weekend while Alicia and I were down in California for a wedding. Thank you for everyone who served. Pastor Dollinger, he gave a great report for your behavior last week. And Rick, thanks for leading Bible study as well. Dear friends, I don't know if you ever noticed this, but we have a hard time figuring out what the message is sometimes. What's the message? What's the take-home that I'm supposed to remember? That comes with movies or books or sermons. What's the message? The story is told of a couple who had a hard time remembering messages. Messages from husband to wife and messages from wife to husband. The husband got up from the family room to go into the kitchen to get something to eat, and the wife called out, "When you're in the kitchen, can you get me some cake?" And the husband thought about it and said, "Sure, no problem." And the wife said, "Well, you should write that down so you don't forget." Husband said, "I can remember that. Cake. Easy." Took a couple more steps, and the wife kind of piped out, spoke out again and said, "I don't just want cake, I want strawberries with my cake. And that's two things. You really better write that down." The husband was kind of upset by that and said, "Cake and strawberries? I got it. I don't need to write it down. Piece of cake. I got it." Took a few more steps towards the kitchen, and the wife again kind of just proclaimed out loud, "You know what? I want whipped cream. I want whipped cream. I want cake, strawberries, and whipped cream. That's three things you definitely, honey, have to write this down." "No, honey, I got it," he said. "Cake, strawberries, whipped cream, got it." About a half hour passed by, pots, pans, kind of clanging in the kitchen. "My goodness, what is going on?" Husband comes out and places a plate full of bacon and eggs right in front of his wife, and her reaction is even more strange. She says, "You're missing the toast." Now, the good part of that message, you've probably heard that joke before, something along those lines. But I like that little joke as an entree into what today's lesson is about, because isn't it true that sometimes we just miss the message? And sometimes we don't even remember the message that we share with people. That's what I like about that. You know, the Bible has themes that are repeated over and over and over again. And we just got to admit, God's people, even those that we would say excelled in faith, there were saints in the faith, they were right there with the Lord, and even all cultures just missed the message. And today's one of those messages that was missed by all time, culture, people. And that is, I'm going to put the message this way. This is a message, a theme right in the Bible. It's repeated over and over again. It's this: enjoy life, give God the credit for what you have. Is that a simple message? Enjoy life, give God the credit for what you have. It's there in our passage from Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 24. Solomon, the wise Solomon, puts it this way: it is good for a person to eat, drink, and to enjoy the toil, the labor of his hands. This I saw was from the Lord, he says in Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 24. As I kind of put that together, I think what Solomon is saying is a very simple message. Enjoy life. Recognize the things that you have are from God. Give him credit. Now, some background to this text is that Solomon, we think, was a little bit advanced in age. He's kind of like a grandpa, and he's looking back on his life and sharing some life principles in the book of Ecclesiastes. It's interesting. The book of Ecclesiastes doesn't have any religious overtones. There isn't any quote from the law or the prophets. This is a wise sage giving life principles to people. He has a broader audience than just Jews. I think these principles are for people for all time, of all places, all cultures. Enjoy life. Give credit to God for the things that you have been given. There you have it. But for whatever reason, let's just be honest here just for a moment. All cultures have not gotten that message. They've forgotten it. Even individuals. But cultures especially. Think of the Egyptians. The Egyptians had advanced architecture. They had the pyramids. The Egyptians had power and influence. The Egyptians had land and boundaries. They had wonderful food, but they had to have more. They had to have more, and they had to have more. And so they enslaved God's people, the Jews. They didn't get the message just to enjoy life and give credit to God for what he has given. But it's not just the Egyptians. All cultures. I'm going to name them here. The Persians, the Babylonians, the Assyrians, the Greeks, and the Romans. They all had amazing scientific breakthroughs. They all had amazing architecture that's unrivaled. They all had land and property and military might. But they all, you see, wanted more and more and more. And some of those people that I mentioned also put God's people into slavery so that they could get more. So they got greater buildings and more boundary for the land that they had. All cultures have done this. So here's the thing. They've missed the message.